Are there times that your days seem like you're riding a bull and you're trying to hang on without anything to hold on to? Well, those days can throw you and make you feel defeated. So what can we do to settle the day down? Stay tuned for 5 Steps for a Successful Day on the Repurpose Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurpose Man podcast. You know, there are so many things we want and need to accomplish each day. The list seems endless at times, and so often it seems we're adding more to the list than we're actually getting done. Well, today I'm going to give you a foolproof plan to make every day perfect. Well, let's just shoot for better or successful. So here are my 5 steps to a successful day. Number 1 is surrender. Surrender the day. This is truly God's day. Each day is a gift from God. It is His creation. Psalm 5:3 says, "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly." You know, we are to steward it, and how we do that goes a long way to how successful we are with it. The first thing is to acknowledge that this is God's day, and He has given us a part in it. But we first have to surrender it, because if we go on our own devices, then there's a pretty good chance that we're going to have a hard time. So again, we're to steward it, and how we do that goes a long way to how successful we are with it. When we don't give it to God, we're heaping unnecessary weight on ourselves and excluding the very person that has the power to take the burden and guide us through the day. You know, I'd also add that after you surrender the day, don't take it back. You know, why invite trouble? When you surrender the day, you're asking God to take control. And within that, we are afforded peace. And we have to guard against those things that can take away that peace. I mean, consider what you do once you've surrendered that day. As your day begins and you're heading to work or preparing for your job, you know, what are the things that can take away that peace? The radio, what we hear on the radio, what we listen to, what we read, the news. What about fellow commuters on the road? We have to guard ourselves against that. But we also, in our surrendering the day to God, we also ask for His strength and His power and the Spirit to deal with all those things and to guard against those things that would take away that peace. The second thing to a successful day is get out of yourself. You know, it's amazing how our days improve when we seek the well-being of others. Serving and helping others professionally and personally, you know, there's a satisfaction to be gained in putting others first without a reciprocal expectation. Sometimes it's as simple as just being nice to someone, asking them how they're doing, if there's anything you can do for them. The third step to a successful day is time out. You know, taking time out for you, maybe to rest during the day, maybe during a break, take a walk, read, listen to a book. You know, again, this is going to happen during lunch or on a break, but you have to make it a priority during your day to just take a few minutes for yourself to just breathe, to decompress, maybe get ready for the second half of the day. The third step I would offer would be to prioritize, evaluate, and gain perspective on the day. You know, things are going to happen. You're human. And things that you're not really prepared for. But if you prioritize those things that you know you need to get done or that have a higher place on the list, then at least you're aware in the midst of those things that may come and try to hijack your day. You know, you need to stick to your priority list as much as possible, but also evaluate and gain perspective. How's this day going? How am I doing? Is it a good day? Well, if it's a good day, then praise God for that. But is it not so good? Is it not going the way you had really hoped? Well, you have to evaluate at that point, you know, is there something that I can do about it? And I would always add, beyond the practical side of what can I do, there's also the first and foremost spiritual component of prayer. You know, is there something I can do about it? Where's my heart in this? Have I given the day, or have I tried to take the day back from God? And then what have you learned that will help you in the future as you prioritize, evaluate, and gain perspective? What have you learned about your day? What about those things that you maybe didn't go as well as you wanted them to? What have you learned from those for the future? Because that's going to make your next day and the next day after that better. And then finally, the final step for a successful day is preparation, preparing for tomorrow. You know, it's always good to make a brief list of reminders and priorities at the end of the day, looking forward to tomorrow. You know, I do that because it helps me know that I've at least addressed them and I'm aware of those things that I'm looking forward to tomorrow. And it takes away some of the anxiety and the urgency in the morning. And then I would write down three things that would make it a win. What would a win look like? What are three things that would make it a good day? And then get some sleep. You know, how do you wind down? You have to be intentional, I believe, about your evenings. Get sleep. How do you wind down? Do you have a routine of winding down? You know, do you make time to wind down? Are you constantly staying on your phone until, you know, you're ready to go to sleep or trying to go to sleep? I would say turn your phone off early. You know, don't look at it. Maybe up to an hour before you go to bed, just turn it off. You know, don't react to it. Don't look at it at least an hour before you go to bed. The Bible says in Psalm 127, verse 2, it says, "It is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil." So again, we do this a lot to ourselves. You know, it's plain to see that we contribute to the toil of our days. But conversely, with God's help, we can succeed and do more than simply get through them. Because isn't that what we do sometimes? We just get through them. And that's all we try to do sometimes. You know, I hope this helps. And let me know if it has by emailing me at bob@therepurposedman.com and or reviewing and rating this podcast. I really would love you to rate and review the podcast. So until next time, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.